This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To go, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day Show. How do you like a little poetry?
You're a poet and you don't know it.
Yeah, I know, and it's a good thing. 8th of August is upon us. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner working through the, we're eliminating truth decay as much as possible here. The elements of what's going on, how it's going on, how it affects you. Here's some good news that actually you ought to think about. There's a study out now that suggests that underripe bananas may lower the risk of any number of cancers. This has been going on for apparently like 20 years, Jay, and the info has produced some pretty intriguing results regarding what they call resistant starches. You want to know what a resistant starch is, right?
Pasta.
It's a... No, not quite. It's a digestion-resistant molecule present in a lot of foods, oats, peas, beans, underripe bananas. And it looks like it's a natural preventative against a range, especially of hereditary cancers.
Mm-hmm. Especially on the GI tract, which is typically harder to diagnose because it coincides the symptoms with so many other ailments that by the time it is diagnosed, it's later stage.
So, do you eat a lot of bananas? Do you eat any bananas?
No, I can't stand bananas.
Really?
I try to hide them in smoothies every now and then just because I know they're so good for you, but I have a lump in my throat even just imagining a banana.
Really?
I do not like the taste.
I don't know that I like them or I don't like them, but I know that they're good for you. And I oftentimes, unless something's
so
really repellent, I'll eat bananas. I give Daisy a good fiber, right? And it's also apparently, this is something that's new, it really is very helpful for us to know. Having turmeric in your system is also a great way to resist any cancers. The Indian, it's an Indian spice. Yes, it is, right? Isn't it a spice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Turmeric is so good.
Yeah. Yep. So I take a turmeric every day. I give Daisy a little one because it's great. Also, aspirins are good, whether you know it or you don't know it, for your GI tract. I'll never forget, and I hope this doesn't sound like too much information, but I'm going to pass it along anyway for what it's worth. I remember the first time when I was 50, I had a colonoscopy, because at the time everybody says, yep, got to have one every 5 years or whatever it is. Now, I think they've made it 10 years, but at any rate, the first one I had when I came out, because they put you under. Although somebody told me yesterday that they had a colonoscopy and they were awake for it. Ooh wee! Nope.
That does not sound remotely fun.
No.
To be awake for that.
No. Well, they're sticking a television. This is basically what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. In case you don't know, they stick a television, a small little television scope, up your butt, and they're messing around, looking inside your colon to see if you have any polyps. I remember when they found some on Ronald Reagan, and a couple of them were cancerous. They took them out, bing, bang, boom. And that's what they're looking for, that sort of thing, because colon cancer is, because of our diets, becoming more and more prevalent. The more crap you eat, the more likely you are, especially if there's cancer in the colon in your family. You're cruising for a bruising by eating that way. So at any rate, the idea is to, be smart. Have a banana. Yes, we'll have some bananas. Okay. The new bill that was passed by the Senate over the weekend, $359 billion to clean up so that we live in a zero emissions world. Won't that be swell? I actually would love that, and so would most everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Is it happening? Not going to happen right away because there aren't the tools. We're a little ahead of the game. Did you see? I think we talked about this. No, I posted it on my Facebook page. That's what I did. Over the weekend, a person that lives fairly close to me had a Tesla and was plugged in the driveway. Somehow, however, the battery short-circuited. The car burst in. The car actually exploded. If you go, Jay, to my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefan, you'll see I don't put any stuff in there. Some people keep trying to feed me, people who are listeners to the program who also are my friends on my personal Facebook page. Please don't waste your time sending me political stuff or things that are angry, because I will delete them as soon as you send them to me. I don't want that. You can do it on the Good Day Program's website if you want. Jay's the arbiter of that. If she likes it, fine. She'll leave it there. If she doesn't, she'll delete it. But please stop wasting your time sending me things. If you knew anything about my Facebook page, you know that I am very neutral. I don't want any political stuff there. I want family, friends. I have posted a number of pictures of butterflies and flowers this weekend because I think they sort of set the tone for what I hope our world is going to be like. Peaceful, quiet. Let's have more of that. And, yeah, would I love to live in a zero-emissions world? Absolutely. Is it practical for everybody to go buy a car that's electric? No. As demonstrated by the picture. Jay, did you find the picture? The picture.
No, I'm trying. Facebook seems to have crashed, so that's.
Oh, fine. And that's well. Well, anyway, the economic potential, though, this bill, this $329 billion, it is going to help. There are a lot of jobs here as we transition to what many hope is going to be a renewable energy future. But the so-called green jobs, the green job market. Some of the jobs are premature, as buying an electric car is premature, I think. I would love to think we're going to go this way pretty soon, but for the time being, we got oil, we got gas, we have all kinds of things that come from the ground. We also have wood. The wood, the business for this winter, I don't know what it's like where you are, Jay, but a cord of wood around me is selling for $450, and some places more expensive wood because people don't want to pay for oil. So if you have the opportunity to have a wood stove in your house, maybe you got fireplaces, you want to heat with that.
A lot of people still have those, for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I've seen a lot of yards with wood already chopped up.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole operation in my farm. I have a whole wood lot, and we have, I think there's 500 cords that are already cut and ready to go. But I know last year it was like $300 a cord. This year it's $400 to $450 a cord. Unga bunga. that's pretty expensive. Anyway, let's get to... Do we have to what time? 14 after the hour. I want to get to Ms. Griner in a moment if we can. So we'll talk about her fate. Brittany Griner up next here on Good Day.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrim. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's a buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that and even and have a third party that tests it for quality and purity, because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833.
All right, let's get to some interesting things going on with Miss Griner. Aces coach Becky Hammon, former Russian Olympian, called for Russian President Putin to release Brittany Griner. That's going to affect him about as much as me saying to Putin, let's release Brittany Griner. He's not listening to anybody, doesn't care.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, come on.
Good for her for speaking out, especially because she is a former Russian Olympian and she is a head coach in the WNBA. But the whole thing of imploring him to, quote-unquote, do the right thing, does he even know what that is?
That's an interesting question, isn't it, huh? Okay, so here's somebody who sent me a way of looking at this. This is an older gentleman who listens to this program. I don't know that I need to give you his name or not. I don't think it's that important, but it is a letter that addresses the situation. Again, this is from a Vietnam veteran, so he would be about my age. And there are lots of different ways of looking at all this stuff, and age is one of the factors. Dear Ms. Griner, we hope this letter finds you in good health. We understand you're having some rough times. I belong to a group of Vietnam combat veterans, live in North Carolina. Our average age is around 70. We call ourselves the Bunker Boys. We spent a lot of time living in rat and snake-infested holes, known as bunkers, in Vietnam. When we were not in the bunkers, we were crawling through the jungle. We were shot at. And we were at this point in time, all of us have decided that we want to tell you that the only thing that we may have in common with you is that we too were drafted. I thought that was an interesting line. We noticed you were drafted number one in the WNBA a couple of years ago. Since we were all drafted, we thought we might let you know what it's like when we were drafted. Unlike you, most of us didn't have college. The people of the United States drafted us. We consisted of all colors, religions, personal beliefs. We had no choice. We didn't play for the team we wanted to. We played for the Army. We were sent halfway around the world to fight and kill people we didn't know in a place we never heard of. We were paid $24 a day. We were required to work 24 hours a day, so we got a dollar an hour. When we got back home, most of us were treated very badly by our fellow Americans. We were spit on. We were hit by bottles and rocks. We didn't complain. We continued on with life. We fought for our family, for our country, and we paid attention to things that were written by and focused on people. We had poems. We had anthems that were aimed at helping us to get beyond where we were. For a veteran, all of this that's going on now is a reminder. Many of us have given our lives so the rest of us can be free. We found in our research that you requested the national anthem not be played at your sporting events. We find that odd that now you're requesting the citizens of the United States to pay for your release from a jail in Russia. We, the taxpayers, are paying for all the diplomats who are working on your release. Our government told you and the Russians to leave. The government told you and other Americans to leave Russia after the invasion of the Ukraine. You didn't. You stayed there. You had things that were illegal, so you have to play by the rules of the land. And then the letter kind of goes on, but you get the gist of it. Anyway, interesting thoughts. 21 after the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The cancer doesn't know that you're there, and your body doesn't know that cancer is there. As to why you can have tumors developing in the body for so long before you ever know it, that your immune system didn't see it. When they really turn the immune system on with something like what is considered a viral disease, it signals the immune system to get out of their lazy cots and destroy the cancer in a matter of days.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 at the hour now. Doug Stephan, Good Day program. Time for celebrity focus, social media, trending items. And because Brad Pitt was in the number one movie over the weekend, not surprising that there's some commentary about what he's been wearing lately. And we'll get to that after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Let's get to what's going on with Brad Pitt. He and Sandra Bullock and some other pals in this movie, The Bullet Train, over the weekend. And so he's had a lot of interviews, as you can imagine, Jay. And one interviewer wanted to know why he's wearing a skirt. And his response, quote, "We're all going to die with temperatures soaring across Europe and across America. He's decided to wear light items, airy linen skirts."
He was just trying to be comfortable.
Right. It all got started when he was on a red carpet as the movie premiered in Germany. Right? And so this is, can you imagine? Well, you can. Do you wear skirts at all?
Yeah. Everybody I'm more of a dress person than a skirt and top, but yeah. It's nice.
I've never worn a skirt. Yeah, I don't know. I'm wearing a skirt. So let's mess it up, Pitt says.
Well, remember once upon a time when women couldn't wear pants? Who was it, Marlene Dietrich, who was arrested getting off a train in pants in France, I want to say?
Yep. Yeah, and she was. This is not the correct term, obviously, or politically correct, but she was a woman's liver before there was women's lib, as I recall. She had lots of affairs, starting with John Wayne. Pretty much everybody that she ever was
to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Coming up next hour, President Biden will sign the CHIPS and Sciences Act into law and deliver remarks on the South Lawn. It's also primary election day in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin. In a parade of flashing lights on FBI cars at the front gate and TV camera crews at the ready, the FBI raided President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. One day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America.
FBI agents in the past have made up stories against President Trump, all based on hate. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The annual Perseid meteor shower and a supermoon will grace our skies Thursday night through the weekend. Partisan politics in Washington, D.C. has reared its ugly head again. The FBI has raided the home of a former president. No arrests were made. Evidence has been made up in the past by FBI agents that simply hate Trump. The FBI searched President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
This Friday, we're going back to vote on this stupid bill that the Democrats passed out of the Senate yesterday. So we will be there all day Friday. I'll be in Thursday night. Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, come to the House Judiciary Committee this Friday and answer our questions about this action today, which has never happened in American history. What was on the warrant? What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after? This is unbelievable. And understand the history here. 1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. 1 day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America. So, heck, we deserve answers now. And this Friday would be a good time. Jerry Nadler, call up Christopher Wray. Call up Merrick Garland. Bring him in front of the House Judiciary Committee so we can ask him the questions that the American people deserve answers to.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Coast to coast, border to border, the ins and outs of talk radio for the week of August 1st to the 5th. That's what we're discussing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Number two on the list this week includes discussion of abortion rights, the Kansas referendum. Pretty interesting, Michael, why a lot of the people who are right of center, talk radio hosts who are right-wingers, according to some descriptions, they think that this, they're surprised that it didn't go their way. And it would seem that all the discussion about this has led people to believe, I'm talking about Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court, that sort of thing, has led people to believe that maybe there's a reason to try to think a different way, or maybe we better put a, somehow or other, we better try to slow down what's going on. Do you think that's what the thinking process is?
I think there's certainly that thought is definitely out there, that perhaps the conservative movement, as expressed in the Supreme Court, and Trumpism, has gone too far in thinking that the repeal of Roe v. Wade will be a greatly popular policy across the board. And what this is indicating is that it might not be the case. That, one, it might galvanize Democratic voters to go out and vote, whereas they may not have before. And there are a lot of Republicans who are not happy about the repeal of Roe v. Wade. This is not really something that is completely based on party lines.
Right.
So it's causing a reevaluation as to what impact the Roe v. Wade overruling will have on the midterm elections.
Will this turn out to be what Donald Trump said the day after, bad for his party? That's the, and this is the early indications would seem to suggest, yeah, it isn't going to be good for the party.
It won't be good for the party because, as I said, anybody who was, pro-life, as we call it, would have been Republican anyway, whether this happened or not. They're just happier.
Yeah.
But it has caused the shedding of supporters who might not be of that same mind in terms of that particular crucial issue.
All right. But then there are interesting sort of twists in the Donald Trump road. The Kerry Lake winning in Arizona, the Republican primary for governor, brought this lady Kerry Lake, campaigned on behalf of Mr. Trump, or sort of carried the water for the false claims of the stolen election. She's described by some news media outlets as an ally to Trump. So she won. And then Trump says, see, I still have power. See? I still have influence.
I still have power in the Republican Party. He may also have triggered something that will cost them the general election when she goes up against the Democrat who's running. This is murky. This whole thing with the primaries are a referendum on measuring Trump's power within the GOP, both as a kingmaker and as a potential presidential candidate in 2024, is very subject to spin. In many cases, Trump is endorsing people that would have won without him. In other words, it's more of his pick to click than it is his influence to create a winner.
Pick to click.
And when you're talking about primary voters, you're not talking about a clear-cut sample of the general election. The zealots tend to turn out for primaries more so than the moderates or those all-important independent voters. So the interpretation is subject to interpretation as to how this really reflects Trump's power.
Okay, so what do you make of former Vice President Dick Cheney saying in a campaign ad for his daughter Liz, quote, "There has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He is a coward." That's pretty strong stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is strong stuff. What do I make of it? I make of it that it's strong stuff. And there are people that, and let's face it, there are a lot of people in this country who feel that way.
Yeah.
And that's why so many people turned out to vote against Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Donald Trump had a lot of people voting for him. What doesn't fit into the equation of those who are Trumpers is that even more people hate Donald Trump, and they were inspired to come out and vote against him. And elections are not, you know, whether you beat George Washington, you know, or you have more votes than, you know, Eisenhower. It's do you have more votes than your opponent? And people have obviously been inspired to go out and vote, and that's the way the cards fell. We'll see what happens in 2024. We'll see what happens in 2022. As evidenced in Kansas, I don't think anything is a given.
Well, it's very interesting to see also the numbers stacking up as to how much advertising has been committed to the so-called midterms. Radio and television ads now total in the billions of dollars. Supposedly over $2 billion has been set aside to advertise positions, candidates, etc. And a lot of money has been spent on the primaries already, Michael, on a lot of news talk radio stations. They're airing a lot of these ads.
No wonder news talk radio and television and the media loves the
system,
loves the controversy, loves talking about monkeypox. You know, it's good for business.
Yeah.
And then when it becomes tight and contested, you start getting advertising revenue on top of it.
Mm-hmm. So don't think there isn't a connection to what you hear on the air and to the advertisers who support what you hear on the air. I go back to an experience that I have had. Actually, I've had a number of them where people who are advertising on my program, whether it be a local program or this national program, these programs that I do, When advertisers hear something that's contrary to what they like, they can call the local station, they can call the network. It doesn't make much difference when they call the network, but they can call the local station, and it has some impact, as I have found out with talking about various agricultural products, and people that are carrying my American Family Farmer show had to cancel me because big advertisers who don't like what I have to say about Monsanto or other products, they said to the general manager, look, I'm spending $100,000 a year with you. Either you get rid of this guy or I'm going to stop advertising. What do you think is going to happen? Absolutely. It happened a month ago. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
Not amazing.
No, it hasn't at all. It's the way it is. You know, so anyhow, that's kind of neither here nor there. Anyway, let's go to number three, which is the Pelosi trip to Taiwan. China has started their biggest ever military drills around Taiwan because Pelosi is there. I scratch my head trying to figure out what she's gone to do. What is she there for? Why did she decide? What does she add to the conversation?
Well, she certainly has heightened tensions between the U.S.
Yeah,
and China.
Yeah, so what good is that?
She put a rat in a corner, which is not something that's always smart to do in terms of strategy, by embarrassing Xi Jinping and forcing him to have to do something to show his constituents that he is a man of power and resolve. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, she's sent a message to the world that the United States supports democracy and that we're not going to let China and Russia and Iran recklessly, without any kind of resistance, go around bullying people and creating their brand of authoritarianism, you know, globally. So this is a heightened situation of drama and danger.
Drama and danger.
Yep.
Okay. So let's go to the situation in, let's see, this is number six this week, the Ukraine war, Brittany Griner sentenced, and the whole the ramifications of that, and who gets traded for this guy, this arms dealer. You're going to trade him for her? Is the public going to support that? And are the government's going to support that?
Well, the governments are now talking. Mm-hmm. First of all, the Griner situation is Putin retaliating. He also, you know, has been a rat in a corner and has to show some type of mettle to his people. And now, immediately after the conviction, the two governments are entering into conversations about a prisoner exchange. That's mm-hmm. what's happening. I mean, it's, you can be sure it probably will happen.
Yeah. Number four, crime, guns, public policy. Two former and two current Louisville, Kentucky police officers charged this week with federal civil rights crimes in the death of Breonna Taylor. This has been something that's been going on, that is, conversationally, off and on, for several years. And a lot of people are wanting to, you know, they want to support the police on one side, and then they want to support the rights of individuals. This is kind of a murky issue, isn't it, still?
It's a murky issue, and it's one that really is tragic. My opinion, we have to support the police, but we have to weed out the bad cops. And why can't we just do that? The police have got to be in a mindset of cleaning up their own backyard. They can't protect each other when they know each other is guilty. But for the most part, to the knee-jerk reaction we had to the summer of 2020, defunding the police, taking right. away their
ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
Just ridiculous. Yeah. And it certainly has backfired in no small way. It just wasn't thought.
It was stupid.
Yeah, it was. All right, in a moment, the Michael Harrison interview. Some pretty interesting rewinds, if you will, to the early days of conversation and the history of a man who used to have lots of hair. We'll continue in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I am am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. All right, so this week on the Michael Harrison interview, which you can catch at mhinterview.com or talkers.com, there is a great camaraderie, radio camaraderies. They are rare. There are a few of us who have been around a long time that have known each other for a long time. Thus is the story that you tell with your friend Richard Neer, who is a broadcaster, an excellent broadcaster in his own right. So what are we going to hear?
Richard Neer is a 33-year veteran of the first full sports talk station in New York. He's still heard there. He was on the air at WNAW-FM, a rock pioneer, for 28 years before that. They overlapped. He and I started a rock station together in 1970. We met at our first job in 1967. We've been very good friends and colleagues since. And we talk about everything from Joni Mitchell's recent appearance at the Newport Folk Festival to the price of Springsteen's tickets and baseball tickets to Star Trek, to politics, broadcasting. We cover the whole spectrum. It's about 35 minutes of sheer media freak delight, and it's at mhinterview.com.
Media freaks delight. There we
That's
go.
Right. We're media freaks.
Well, we all are, I guess, in a manner of speaking.
Of and so our life. Listeners are. A lot of listeners are.
Right, exactly. So anyway, check it out, mhinterview.com and talkers.com for Michael's conversation with Richard Neer, great New York broadcaster. I was thinking about some of the other great New York. Well, there were the people in New York, but the folks in Boston. I mean, I'm thinking about some of the great cities that have always had great broadcasters.
And that was when local radio was more respected than it is today.
Yeah. But the passing of Vince Cully this week has sobered up a lot of people who, you know, they kind of forget that about the great broadcasters. You and I, listening to Kurt Gowdy, listening to Mel Allen, listening to them. The guys not around like that. I don't hear guys like, once in a while, Joe Castiglione does the Boston Red Sox, is kind of like that. But there aren't a lot of these great guys around, so cherish them if you hear them. Michael and Doug at 10 before the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Christopher Cross, wow.
It's telling me it might be you.
All right, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Movie Moments time. Chuck Curry is here with us from his elaborate palace in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. All right, so why are we playing the theme? That
Believe
that
it
rock
or not,
the road?
That is from Tootsie.
Yeah.
1982. Believe it or not, Dustin Hoffman's birthday is today. 85 years of age. August 8, 1937. 85 years old.
Most interesting things about him, his roommate in college was...
Gene Hackman, right?
Yep, that's it. Gene Hackman was a roommate. They've been great friends. And I think they only did one movie together. One or two. But they didn't do a lot
of
movies.
I think they did Runaway Jury.
Yes.
They both have
right. He was the jury fixer. Basically, Hackman was a bad guy, and Hoffman was John. Cusack. That was a very good movie.
Very good movie. I think it was directed by Francis Ford Coppola. Hoffman was nominated, Doug, 7 times for an Oscar. 1, 2. Nominated and won for Rain Man. Nominated, won for Kramer vs. Kramer. Was nominated, Where's the Dog, Tootsie, Lenny, Midnight Cowboy, The Graduate. What a great career. I love him in Hook also, opposite Robin Williams.
Yeah.
It's sort of reflective that the fact that he's 85 years old.
It
he
is.
Still has a couple movies in production.
Yeah, good for him.
He's still working.
Yep. All right, Bullet Train number one this weekend, right? What's the box office total thing look like?
Bullet Train number one, $30 million. Solid opening for an R-rated action movie. That's pretty quirky. It stars Brad Pitt.
Is that why? Are people going to see Brad Pitt? Is that what they're really, what's that? That's
well, I think somewhat yes, but I also think somewhat in this case, people are just looking for something to see. It's a new product. It appeals to certain people, and it's
sexy. I've seen it described as sexy, bloody, crimey, you know, it's one of those deals. Anyway, go ahead, excuse me.
Number two, DC League of Super Pets, 11.2, 45 million in 10 days. It's an okay box office for an animated movie. Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart are the voices. Jordan Peele's No Place Third, 8.5, 98 million in 3 weeks. Thor, Love and Thunder, 7.6, 316 million. So far, it's a good number. Minions, 7.1, 334 million, Doug, 6 weeks. That's really good. Top Gun Maverick just passed Titanic to be one of the biggest films of all time. 662 million in 11 weeks, just a 16% drop off week to week. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it really is amazing.
And it will make Tom and Cruise. I saw something over the weekend. I think it was New York Times says Tom Cruise will become a billionaire because of this movie.
Let's think about this. Right. How much of a blank check would Paramount Pictures write him to do a sequel to this film now?
Of course. They're on it already. You can be sure they're on it.
I'm sure he's negotiating the highest deal possible.
Of course. Why not?
I watched this movie Prey, which is a Predator sequel that they produced for Hulu. Came out on streaming this weekend. Got a lot of good reviews. Creating good buzz. I watched it on Friday night with a couple buddies on my big TV at my ice cream parlor after hours. I got to say, it was really good. This guy, Dan Trachtenberg, who did 10 Cloverfield Lane, this guy's a really solid director. It homaged a lot of the original Arnold Schwarzenegger film and got the tone very much right. This young actress who's 25 years old, her name is Amber Midthunder. She's a Native American actress. Killed it in this movie, and this is a star-making action role for her. She's really good. I highly recommend it. If you like the Predator franchise, I love the original. I like the sequel with Danny Glover, but this one is the best Predator movie in a very, very long time. It's really good.
How is that? Does that even make sense? Listen to those words. The best
I understand.
Predator
you think,
movie.
You think, no, you well, think it's an oxymoron, but the people who are listening that like the original Predator will really dig this movie. It's good.
Speaking of not liking things, John Leguizamo doesn't like James Franco being cast as Fidel. He's not a Latino. Okay, so what does that mean?
But here's the thing. All right, he's played roles that are not... Listen, if you're producing a movie and it's your money, you have a right to cast who you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you want to know something? James Franco, look at his picture. He looks like him.
Leguizamo wanted to play that role? Is that why he's...
I don't think he wanted to, but I think he just, you know, he just...
He's overcooking.
I respect his opinion.
Well, but he's all over the Latino community. He's just another axe to grind. I think that it's... I think enough is enough. Okay, we hear you, pal. It'd become a one-note samba. It's got to affect his career as much as anything else, I would think. Leguizamo. All right, Chugger, thank you. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program.
That you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.